From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. government is suing BP, as well as eight other companies and subsidiaries, over the unprecedented oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico earlier this year. Attorney General Eric Holder says the suit is just the first step in holding BP and others accountable for violating environmental laws.
We intend to prove that these violations caused or contributed to the massive oil spill, and that the defendants are therefore responsible under the Oil Pollution Act for government removal costs, economic losses, as well as environmental damages.
The other defendants include Transocean and Anadarko Petroleum, but the lawsuit did not mention Halliburton, which came under scrutiny in recent months for the role it might have played in the spill. Halliburton did the cementing of the Macondo well, where April's explosion killed 11 workers. The cold weather blanketing much of the United States is causing new problems in the Deep South. Brett Tannehill of member station WLRH reports the weather generated dangerous road conditions.
As light rain fell across Alabama this morning, it left behind a light glaze of ice that coated roadways, caused numerous accidents and road closures. National Weather Service forecaster Tara Golden says there isn't enough ice to bring down trees, but it's still been a big problem.
Basically, we just want to let people know that if you don't have to be out on the roadway, please don't get out there.
The weather system comes on the heels of unseasonably cold temperatures that gripped the South. Some areas have not warmed above freezing this week. Conditions should improve as warmer air moves in and the sleet turns to rain. The cold weather has caused more than two dozen deaths across the U.S. over the past couple of days. For NPR News, I'm Brett Tannehill in Huntsville, Alabama.
Legislation to extend all Bush-era tax cuts by 2 years has the Senate's endorsement. Lawmakers voted 81-19 to pass the measure. It heads next to the U.S. House. While that's underway, NPR's David Wellner tells us the Senate will turn its attention to a long list of unfinished business the Democrats want to take up in the dwindling days of the lame duck session.
Before leaving, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid wants to take up and ratify the so-called New START nuclear arms treaty with Russia, pass a repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the policy that bans gays from serving openly in the military, and approve a 1,900-page omnibus spending bill.
Christmas is a week from Saturday. I understand that. But I hope the Republicans understand it also, because we are going to complete our work no matter how long it takes in this Congress.
But Senate Republican leaders insist that Congress only needs to do two things before adjourning: extend all the expiring Bush-era tax cuts and pass a measure to keep the government running until early next year. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Dow's down 20 points. This is NPR. Europe's leading human rights watchdog, the Council of Europe, charges the Kosovo Liberation Army killed Serbs and other minority civilians to harvest their organs and sell them illegally. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports it identified Kosovo's U.S.-backed prime minister as the leader of a crime gang that operated the racket.
Dick Marty, a Swiss senator, headed a team of investigators in Kosovo and Albania for 2 years. His report sheds new light on the KLA, which with U.S. backing spearheaded Kosovo's independence from Serbia. Marty found detention facilities where captive Serbs and KLA opponents were allegedly killed before being operated on to remove their organs. Thaci's government brands the report slanderous. It comes as a Kosovo court opened a trial on organ harvesting. A European Union prosecutor said the seven defendants, including a former Kosovo health ministry official, offered poor people from Moldova, Kazakhstan, Russia, and Turkey up to $20,000. The money was never paid, while recipients from Canada, Germany, Poland, and Israel allegedly paid up to $137,000 for the organs. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is staying behind bars for at least another day. Tomorrow, a British court will hear Sweden's legal challenge to a judge's ruling to grant Assange bail. Sweden wants Assange extradited for questioning in a sex crimes investigation. The 39-year-old Australian denies he did anything wrong. The scandal surfaced after WikiLeaks published huge amounts of secret war and diplomatic documents without U.S. authorization. The issue raised new questions in weighing national security against the public's right to know. This is NPR.